Exodus chapter 25. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to make an offering to me. Receive whatever offerings any man wishes to give. These offerings are to be gold, silver, bronze, fine linen, blue, purple, red wool, cloth from goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet-smelling incense. Jewels are to be set in the ephod of the high priest." That's the sort of breastplate with precious jewels in it that the high priest wore on his chest. "The people must make a holy tabernacle for me, or tent, so that I may dwell among them. Make it and all its furnishings according to the pattern that I will give you." So then, where did they get all this wealth from? The gold, silver, brass, precious stones? Well, if you remember, when they left Egypt, they were given these things by the Egyptians. The Egyptians wanted them out. The firstborn had been killed, and it had all those plagues, and I think they were sure that they were going to die. And so they were all going to die. And so they thought that if they gave the Israelites money and wealth and nice things, that might somehow save them. And it just shows the religious mentality that people have got. If I give money to the church or to a religion or something, I can save myself. Whereas it's faith, believing in your heart and humbling yourself and accepting the God of Israel. It's that which will save you, not giving money to people or things or whatever. But anyway, that's how Israel ended up having all this money or all this wealth. And they give it back to God. And that's what we should do with wealth. Give it to God. And they did it in that they gave it to him, and therefore it was all used to make the tabernacle. So it starts off talking about the ark. Make an ark out of acacia wood. Now, acacia wood is just the ordinary wood that grows in the desert, in the wilderness. And so this most holy sort of box or ark, all these really holy things were made of acacia wood, that is the very, very common wood that grows in the desert, and it was covered with gold. It was made into something wonderful. And so this is how God uses us. We are the most common, ordinary sort of stuff, as it were, of the desert. And God uses that and makes it into something special. And so cover it with pure gold inside and outside and put a gold border all over it. Make four rings of gold for it so that it can be carried and attach them to its four legs with two rings on each side. Make poles to carry it, again of acacia wood, and cover them with gold and put them through the rings on each side of the box, because all the parts of the tabernacle had to be carried around because they were constantly on the move. That's why they had these rings and carrying poles. The poles are to be left in the rings and must not be taken out. Then put in the box the two stone tables that I will give you, on which the commandments are written. Now, the ark was 110 centimetres long, about 66 centimetres wide and 66 centimetres high. So it's really not very big. It was only just over a metre long, just over half a metre wide and high. It's really very small. And yet God made his dwelling place in such a tiny little place. And this is how God is, that he's humble. That God doesn't want some huge, massive temple. And when David and Solomon wanted to build this for him, he later says that, no, that's not what I want at all. So they then had to make a lid of gold, the same size as the ark. And two cherubim, these were like creatures with wings on them, of beaten gold, one at each end of the lid. This is also called the mercy seat. Make them from one piece with the lid or the mercy seat. These winged creatures or cherubim were to face each other across the mercy seat or the lid of the ark. and their outspread wings are to cover it. Put the two stone tables inside the ark and put the lid onto it. I will meet you there, and from above the lid between the cherubim, I will give you all my laws for the people of Israel." So then, every year, the priest used to throw the blood of atonement on that mercy seat, that is, on the lid of the ark. So it was looking forward to the death of Jesus. And that was where God's glory was revealed, his strength, his glory in forgiving sinners, in loving us to the end, in pouring grace upon us. And so you see the humility of God, that he lived, as it were, he dwelt, he revealed his glory over this really quite small wooden box, made out of really ordinary wood, although it was covered in gold. And that was where his special glory was. So then also, they're told in Exodus 25 to make the table for the showbread and the lampstand that was always to be burning with its seven lamps. And that looks forward to how we are to keep on burning the Spirit day and night.